Thank you and good morning. The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to the first structure fire of the year at just after 2 o'clock this morning after receiving a report of fire in a downstairs apartment at a building in the 800 block of K Street. Arriving firefighters found fire in the kitchen of the downstairs apartment, which was heavily damaged. Fire crews searched the apartment to ensure all residents were out safely, and Arcata police evacuated the building of all residents as well. All occupants were accounted for, and there were no injuries reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The state legislature is back in session for 2016, and the new year also brings in a roster of new laws that were passed in 2015. Residents in Humboldt County are familiar with the passage of the new medical marijuana regulations that allow for the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana in the state. Other new laws include a hike in the minimum wage from $9 to $10 per hour, and the minimum wage will increase by $1 an hour for the next 4 years. You can now legally own a ferret in California, and counties can impose ferret fees of up to $100 to cover the costs of local animal control enforcement. California's Fair Pay Act is in effect, and that requires that men and women performing the same work receive equal pay for that work. The cigarette tax increases by $2 in 2016. Revenue from the cigarette tax will continue to be used for funding health care, tobacco-related research, and training for physicians at University of California campuses. Eureka police arrested 31-year-old Melissa Hogan on suspicion of DUI on Monday night after they responded to a report of a traffic collision and an injured driver near 15th and P Streets in Eureka. When officers reached the scene, they found Hogan and her two children being cared for by a resident at the collision site. Witnesses reported that Hogan had collided with a tree, a bush, a stop sign, and two parked cars before she came to rest in the front yard of a residence on P Street. Hogan suffered injuries and was found to have a blood alcohol content 4 times the legal limit and will face felony DUI charges. Hogan's two children were uninjured and were released to a family member. 21-year-old Eureka resident Canyon Backus was booked into county jail on multiple charges following a suspected DUI collision near Del Norte and Spring Street Tuesday morning. Backus was driving near the intersection of Del Norte and Spring when he hit a parked vehicle, pushing it into another parked car. Backus attempted to drive away but collided into another parked car as he was backing out. When officers arrived on scene, Backus attempted to flee again but was taken into custody. He was booked into county jail and faces felony DUI charges. The city of Eureka is looking to loosen the rules regulating the operation of food trucks in the city, and it will host a public workshop on Thursday at the Warfinger Building at 6 p.m. The city is seeking feedback from prospective food truck owners and operators and from the public on how any new regulations should be formed. The city wants to build on the success of food trucks and vendors who serve patrons and visitors at special downtown events. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Sunday, Mendocino deputies arrested 25-year-old Lonnie Hesser for his role in a burglary that occurred in Redwood Valley last week. On December 28th, deputies responded to a residence in Redwood Valley that had been burglarized, and over $10,000 worth of items were stolen. No one was located on scene, but deputies did obtain fingerprints. On Sunday, law enforcement located Hesser inside of a hotel room, and some of the stolen items from that burglary were in Hesser's possession. He was then booked into jail on charges of burglary and possession of stolen property. The stolen items that were recovered were returned to its owner on Monday. Two people were arrested following a standoff with Eureka police at a business on Broadway on Friday. Eureka police were informed by the Arcata Police Department that Brett Hansen was headed towards Broadway in a stolen vehicle. Officers found the vehicle parked behind the building and set up a perimeter as they tried to get Hansen down from the roof. A Humble Bay ladder truck then responded to the scene. However, officers could not locate Hansen. A K-9 unit was sent into the building, and ultimately Hansen and 23-year-old Holly Pohl were located in the rafters. Both suspects were taken into custody, and additionally, officers located a sawed-off shotgun in the stolen vehicle. Hansen was booked on numerous firearm and vehicle theft charges, while Pohl was booked for obstructing an officer and probation violation. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.